The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Over half of Americans say that when they go out on a first date, they eat, even if they're going out to dinner with the person.
You know, as a guy, I never thought of this before in my life, and I think about how many times I must have had something dripping out of my mouth or whatever during a date. This is kind of smart, and, you know, you'd save some cash, more conversation.
Yeah. What's the thing that you do before you go out on a first date? 1-800-330-9999. Robin.
Okay, it's been a long time since I gone on a first date, but... Bye. Being a female, days before, you're going to pick out what you want to wear. So you're going to have an outfit if you feel a little fat.
Yeah.
Or if you feel good. Mm-hmm. You got to listen to the weather forecast, pick out the shoes, and ready to go. And, of course, at the last minute, you change your mind because you don't like this, you don't like that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's what you do.
Yeah, I mean, this is my life. Every time we're going anywhere, it doesn't even have to be a date with my wife. Like, there'll be 5 outfit changes before we walk out the door. But you know what? That's brilliant. You're right. Good planning, Robin.
Thanks, Robin.
Totally.
Whitney, what's that thing you always do before a date?
I make sure that I apply deodorant right before walking into the restaurant, just so I'm like extra fresh.
That sounds like something I would do too. I'm like a crazy deodorant person. I put deodorant on like 3-4 times a day.
But if I smell fresh deodorant on you when you first come in for the hug, I either feel like you got out of the shower 15 minutes ago, or I feel like you feel like you're an excessive sweater. And now I'm on high alert. I'm paying attention.
I don't know. You just want to look good. You want to smell good. You don't want to be like get the nervous sweats. I think people should respect that.
Okay. Lucas, what do you always do before a date?
So for me, before I go on a date, I always have a couple drinks. I like to have a couple drinks, take the edge off so it kicks the nervousness down so I can kind of be my real self and just have a good time. So I don't like to show up with any nerves or anything. It kind of helps me crack the ice and get to know her a little bit better.
I mean, it's had to have happened at least once in your life that you had one too many before you went to the state then. Wouldn't that backfire
go
the other way? You're like, oh, yeah, things were going well. And then it seemed like she was like, okay, get out of here, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it is a slippery slope at times because when we get there, it depends on what kind of restaurant we go to. Because sometimes if the drinks are pouring early on in the date, then, yeah, things go south really quickly.
I would never have more than one drink before a date, I think.
I don't think I'd have any. I need to be, like, really sharp.
Yeah?
You know?
For the interview process. For the interrogation.
I need to pick... If there's any red flags, I need to pick up on them right away.
Yeah.
And one glass of wine, and all of a sudden, anything I'm gonna miss. I can't miss it, you know?
Yeah, right. Your inhibitions are down. You're laughing too much at the jokes. Your cheeks are rosy. Guard is down.
Colin, what's the thing that you always do before a date?
I kind of do, like, a treat myself. You know, I get the shave. I get the haircut. And I always try to go to the gym before a date to try, I don't know, just like just get the sweat out and then kind of like as a refresher.
I have a friend of mine that would do 500 crunches before she went out every single, like when she went out to like a bar or a club, 500 crunches. That's what she would do. She had abs of steel, and she used to show them off by doing 500 crunches right before she went out. She wore belly shirts.
Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
3 news stories. You only hear about one, and Raven picks which one it is. Are you ready for today's selection?
Give it to me.
Number 1, woman gives birth in McDonald's parking lot amid snowstorm.
Oh, geez, that is scary.
Number two, school removed mirrors from bathrooms to cut down on kids making TikTok videos.
Oh, that sounds like my high school. They used to take everything down. If you were doing anything disruptive in the bathroom, forget it. They would just remove it.
I remember one time they threatened to take the doors off in the girls' bathroom because people were smoking.
They took the walls off in the men's room.
How do you do? You can't take the door. What are you talking about? Take the doors down.
Yeah, they took the entire walls down in the men's room and our bathrooms.
Can you imagine that now? No, that was kind
right, right. Somebody's parent would be banging on the door. There'd be some sort of lawsuit. Okay. Right, never happened.
And nose wheel comes off of Delta plane.
Oh, it's great, man. Let's go with the flight.
Okay. So a Boeing 757 plane lost its nose wheel right before taking off from Atlanta International Airport.
How do you lose it when you're getting ready to take off? It's on the ground.
Oh, wow. Listen, here is one of the pilots telling the plane that they just saw their wheel rolling away as they were getting ready for takeoff.
Delta 982, this is the aircraft looking at you. One of your nose tires just came off. It just rolled off the runway behind you. So that Delta 982 tower sounds like we've got a problem.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think we got a problem.
Yeah, so there is two wheels on the front, just so you're aware. There are two wheels on the front.
So if one goes, we don't need the other? Our kidneys?
I think we would wait for the other one. Yeah, I think we would need it. Yep.
You know, this seems to be like in the news so much over the last couple of weeks because there was that... the Alaska Airlines CEO came out.
The door plug
yesterday.
Came off.
Yeah, when the door flew off and everybody was so lucky that it just flew off and that nobody was sitting next to the door. But he came out and he did all these interviews and he was saying this.
We found discrepancies on many of our airplanes.
Meaning loose bolts.
Loose bolts. It could be a missing cotter pin.
What? I don't even know what that means, but it doesn't sound good.
A cotter pin, you get two joints that go together. One's got a... Never mind. Either way, it's something that could fall apart. That's not good.
And then there was another New York City bound flight that was canceled when a passenger noticed that there was missing bolts on the plane wing.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute. Is this one of those things where now we have to do see something, say something?
Yeah.
Every time you get on a plane, you're like, all right, everybody, look around. Yeah. Make sure everything look okay.
Funny that you say that because I have been on a plane before where I've seen like missing bolts and pieces inside the interior. And I know that planes go through a rigorous inspection every single year, but maybe it's not quite as rigorous as I thought it was.
Maybe I
should have said something, right?
Sometimes I see what I think is duct tape on the wings.
Oh, well duct tape is used on planes' wings.
Yeah, so yeah. I always have thought in my head, like, okay, well, obviously they know it's got to be plane duct tape, so like they use it because it's whatever.
It's airline duct
but
tape.
But now every time I sit down, I'm going to raise my hand and be like, do we realize that there's duct tape on the wing?
I tell you what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring my own roll of duct tape.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do is that I'm going to bring it, and if I see anything that's suspect or whatever, I'm going to seal it up before it is that we take off there. And I used to be the guy who would just like, you know they tell you to leave your seatbelt on all the time, but you're like, I'm not doing that. I'd have it all loose. I'm going to have it tight. I'm going to have it tight. And I'm also going to have a shirt that won't come off my body should a window open up like it happened to that teenager on that flight.
I just want to imagine you midair and be like, oh, wait a minute.
Yep.
And just be like, guys, I need to get out to that wing so I can duct tape that bolt down.
Yeah, my friend, my passenger mate, my hero. That's what I say. I'll be there for you.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.